Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to continue our conversation about millennials, and we've over the course of the week so far, we've talked about entitlement, we've talked about false hope, we've talked about the lack of preparedness by many millennials, and today we're going to kind of shift it just a little bit and talk about motivation and drive just a bit.
Right. Because that's another complaint that people have,
right,
that the millennials don't have any motivation.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And so this is another topic I think we ought to confront.
Right.
Sort of mythbusters on this one.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've talked about this many times before. The fact that motivation is a manifestation of deprivation.
That's right. Motivation is a function of deprivation. The more deprived you are, the more motivated you are.
Right. And the hungrier you are, the more likely you are to go find food.
That's right. The hotter you are, the more likely it is you'll turn the air conditioner
right,
so it's cooler.
Right.
If you're cold, you're going to get up off the sofa and get a blanket.
Right.
So
right,
the more deprived you are, the more motivated you are.
Exactly. So the issue that we have, and I think one of the themes that we've been sort of just kind of hinting at much of the week so far is that, you know, millennials didn't create this out of nowhere. A lot of these issues that we complain about and the issues that we have with them are not factors that they were born with. These
That's
are
right.
things that have happened as a result of their rearing, their life that they've lived so far.
Right. One of the important concepts in psychology is the idea of learned behavior.
Right.
That we learn certain behaviors, and if we've learned a behavior, then we can unlearn that same behavior.
Right.
Okay, that's a fundamental principle in the field of psychology, is that if you have a learned behavior, the treatment is you do something to unlearn it.
Right.
And all of the issues that we're talking about with millennials are learned behaviors. We mentioned
right.
Earlier in the week about performance trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask for performance trophies.
Right.
But that was done to them.
Right.
Okay. And now we're blaming them for wanting performance trophies.
Right.
But we parents, when I say we, I mean the parents were the ones who instigated and kept this concept of performance trophies going.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's the same with this, with deprivation.
Correct. Because, you know, if motivation is a function of deprivation and you grow up never deprived.
That's right.
If everything is laid out for you, if everything is planned and prepared and arranged for you,
mm-hmm.
and anything that you want is provided in many times before you even ask for it.
That's right. That's right.
What are you to be motivated about?
That's right. We complain about the millennials being unmotivated, and yet, as you say, why should they be?
Right.
If all of your needs are being met, and they're everything from survival needs
right.
to rewards, if all of those needs are being met, you're not going to be motivated to go out and try to fulfill any of those needs. They're already being taken care of.
Absolutely. I mean, think about your life. If you were to receive your exact same paycheck,
right,
whether you went to work or not,
right,
how motivated would you be to go to work?
Exactly.
Now, we would be motivated. I know that you would be really motivated to go to work anyways.
We would continue doing what we're doing.
Right.
We have.
Right.
Right.
Wait, you're getting a little...
No, but it's true. People go into retirement.
Right.
There are certain people who retire. They keep doing
right.
the same kind of work because they love the work. And we see that with writers. We see it with
right.
scientists. We see it with... Many teachers will retire and then they'll go volunteer somewhere.
Right.
They keep doing the same work.
Right.
They're motivated to do it.
Right.
But the problem with millennials is everything has been provided,
right?
So they never had to go out and find it, earn it,
right.
build it, make it happen,
right?
Because it was already there,
right? And of course, this what this creates, and I think that this is what we were getting at with talking about the fact that many of us would work even if we weren't getting the same paycheck, is that we have found a passion. Right. We have found something that we feel intrinsically motivated to do.
Right.
And we have done that through trial and error, through experimentation, through, you know, giving this a try, then deciding that that wasn't it. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned very quickly when I was a senior in high school that I did not want to install barbed wire fences between the property lines of various phosphate mines.
Which was one of your vocational choices.
Right.
In the area where you live, in the area right. that you come from, that's right. one of the... In my area, it was working a steel mill.
Right.
And I decided early on I didn't want to do construction and I didn't want to work in a steel mill.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. One
Having
summer
tried it, exactly.
worth of that work, and it was... Nope.
I worked on a bridge. I worked on a bridge one summer when I was in college, and I said, no, the worst work was on a farm.
Yeah.
I did a farm for one summer.
Yeah, we
and
did that.
I knew. I got to college, and I kissed the ground.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I knew. Well, so we learned what we weren't going to do.
Right.
Right.
And the great way to learn that, like when I was installing the fences and doing that work, because we had to do a variety of things, clear property and stuff, we did it during the summer.
In the summer in Florida.
So the summer in Florida... above an auger, you know what an auger is, right?
I do.
It's a drill down into the ground, but it basically has a motorcycle engine at the top, and you're standing over it,
breathing the fumes and absorbing the heat.
You know,
right?
Man,
in Texas,
it's impressive that people can do that day in and day out,
every day.
Oh, not me. I can't.
Right.
They're better than I am with that. So. I'm an inside guy.
But, you know, we talk about these millennials. All they want to do is play video games.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if all of your other needs are being met,
right.
then the last thing is recreation.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
If all of my needs were being met, if I got up in the morning and went out to my mailbox and there was a $500 check in there, I could spend the rest of the day playing around.
Right.
I'd go fishing. I'd go boating. I'd go scuba diving. Because... all of my other needs are being met. So then what you do with your time is recreation.
Right. And I think that that's an important point that, you know, even those of us who say that we might continue to work even if we weren't getting paid, we wouldn't work at the same schedule that we work now.
I wouldn't be working for 15 or 16 hours a day.
Right. We would right. work at our own interest. And I think that that's what we see from a lot of millennials is they don't, you know, they don't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to work because... There's no motivation, there's no deprivation there. Mm-hmm. If they had to learn from the very beginning that you have to work for what you get,
right.
that would be different.
But they never had to.
School
was all this programmed success. Elementary school, middle school, high school, and they just followed the directions
right.
and every year sort of fell into place. And they kept achieving and achieving and achieving because it was all programmed. It was
right.
a recipe that they followed until they graduated from college.
Right.
And then the chasm. Then they faced this abyss.
Right.
And they didn't know what to do about it.
Right. So for a lot of these reasons, our millennials don't have much of an intrinsic drive. And
right.
so we have to find ways to encourage them or to create ways for them to find some right. intrinsic drive. Mm-hmm. And millennials, we're really talking to you because now that you're reaching adulthood, the job of your parents to make this happen for you is really expired.
Right, that's right.
This really mm-hmm. now starts to fall on you, and you have to find ways to find a passion, to get yourself to drive and to have a motivation to do things.
Right. As a reminder, today's topic is about
driving.
No drive.
Okay. Driveless.
You don't have the drive. Okay. So Bernie's absolutely right. Okay, you find yourself here and your parents have paved the way for you and you haven't had to be angry about that. But now you have right. But now you have to do something about
right.
it. And that's the message here is that you can't keep blaming your parents
right.
and stay inert. I mean, one right. choice and what we're seeing with many millennials is they say, well, this is the baby boomer's fault, this is the Gen Xer's fault. And so I'm going to remain inert.
Right.
And that's the mistake. It still is your
responsibility,
despite what happened in the past, it's still your responsibility to take the initiative now.
Right.
I mean, nobody else is going to.
Yeah. We did a podcast some time ago and it just came to my mind. So I didn't look it up to see which one it was before we started, but we did a podcast one time on insight, where we talked about you have to do
right.
some self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, millennials, this is where you have to take a moment and do a self-evaluation and say, you know, this is a skill that I don't have. This right. is something that I wish my parents would have taught me, or I wish that I would have learned, but I didn't. And now take the steps that you need to learn that
That's
skill.
Right. That's right.
You can't just say, well, you know what? I don't have it. Never have, never will.
No.
So, you know, move on.
Right.
You can't function from that perspective.
Yeah, you can blame others, and which is fine. That's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
You still have to grab yourself and move forward.
Right.
Otherwise, you remain inert, and that's nobody else's fault. If you choose to remain inert, that's a choice that
right.
you're making. So it still is your responsibility.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk more about that on a show in a couple of days on our Saturday, the podcast that'll come out in 2 days,
okay.
because we'll talk more about that when we mm-hmm. can kind of get into a little bit more depth. So, but for now, again, we haven't created motivation. We haven't created an environment that would foster motivation, mm-hmm. and so we need to begin to do that. Especially
right.
if you're a millennial or you know Generation Z child is still in the home, you need to work to find a way to create some motivation by. Perhaps we call it deprivation. We've called it deprivation here, but in other other places, we've referred to it as benign neglect.
Right.
Where
That's
we
right.
it's not harmful, but it's you know you withhold things
mm-hmm.
so that they will gain some responsibility and have some motivation to do the things that they need to do.
That's right. And two quick ways to do that. One is you mentioned benign neglect.
Mm-hmm.
When your children run up to you and say, "I'm bored." That is not your problem.
Right.
That's not something you need to react to. That is doing too much for them. If they're bored, it is their responsibility mm-hmm. and their obligation and their business to take the initiative to take care of their boredom.
Right.
Their boredom is not your problem.
Right.
So don't solve it. The second place is, now that we have money floating around in circulation again, kids don't have to work. You know, we hear parents all the time saying, well, I had to work for this and I had to make my own clothes and I had to do this and I had to do that. Well, we did that because we were deprived mm-hmm. of a sufficient amount of money. So if you're providing everything for your children, if you go out and you go shopping
right.
and you're providing your kids with clothes and sporting equipment and movie tickets
right.
and everything else, why not just say, look, I'll provide the necessities, but anything you want to do that's recreational, you have to earn the money.
Right.
So that's
And they okay. may earn the money from you.
Doesn't
that's
matter
fine.
Where they get it. Yeah.
They have to earn it, though.
And you wonder why kids don't do chores, because they don't have to.
Right.
Because they don't need the money, because
right.
everything's provided for them. But if they really want to go out and be with their friends or have a cell phone
mm-hmm.
or play video games, there's a way to earn those things.
Perfect.
And so these are easy ways for them to earn what they want to do.
Absolutely.
And so you start to build motivation. They
right.
they learn how to work for things that they really want.
Yep, absolutely. So
easy ways to do these things.
Yep. All right. Well, we hope that's helpful. We'll be back tomorrow to talk
mm-hmm.
about anger.
Anger in millennials.
In millennials,
as
yeah.
we talk to millennials, that's a recurring theme.
Yep. So we'll
that
talk.
They're angry with what was done to them.
Right.
Is the way they see it. So.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow to talk about that. So until then, have a great day. We recorded the shows from earlier this week. We recorded them a couple of days ago, and we're recording a couple today. And I got a message from our friend in New Jersey that I didn't close out one of the podcasts the way that I usually do. And
which
stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.